Welcome to Christian Historical Fiction Talk. I'm your host, author Liz Tolsma. It's so good to have you with me for today's episode. If you are a first-time listener, welcome. I am so glad to have you here. Be sure to subscribe to Christian Historical Fiction Talk on your favorite podcasting platform so that you know whenever new episodes are released. Also, follow Christian Historical Fiction Talk on Facebook, X, Instagram, and Pinterest. We're in all of those places. It's a great place to talk about books, to find out who's coming up, to find out when there are new episodes, and sometimes even to get your input on some episodes. So be sure to do that. And to my returning listeners, welcome. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. Please head over to liztolsma.com and check out my Patreon. See if you would be willing to support the podcast in any way possible. We are a few weeks away, maybe a couple of months away, actually, from episode number 200, which is just amazing. And I'd like to keep it going for another 200 or more. So your support means everything to me. Now getting into today's episode, you may look at the title of it and say, why are we talking about why authors love libraries? I tuned in for the Barber Publishing Roundtable. Yes, you may have, because that's what I promised you last week. However, I ran into a snag. I sat down to edit that episode and found out that the files of all the authors were corrupted, which meant I couldn't use anything that I had recorded. I had my track and I had two of the authors' tracks that were good. The rest were unusable for me. And so that was a big problem. And there was no way with that many authors I was going to be able to re-record this in time to get it up this week. So I'm going to have to think what I want to do for that to make sure that doesn't happen again. And I don't know if we're going to be able to get everybody back together or not. That's why you should be subscribed to the podcast so that that way you know if that roundtable is coming up. I always do my best to predict what's going to be coming up. I have a schedule. I'm behind. I went in there to edit that episode the day I needed to get it up for my patrons, and I was in an airport. It was a mess, and then I saw that the files were no good. So please forgive me for this sudden pivot here, but also stick with me because I think this topic is going to be of some interest to you. I think it's going to explain a few things about authors to you, and maybe you find yourself nodding in agreement as we go along. So I sat down and I thought, and I came up with a list of 10 reasons why authors love libraries. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, that's weird that authors love libraries because libraries are free. So if I go in and check out my favorite author's latest book from the library, they aren't getting paid for that. That's true. And I would highly encourage you to purchase the books so that the author gets, some money for it. But maybe not as true as you think. We're going to get to that in a minute, but let's go through this list of 10 reasons why authors love libraries, or why this author loves libraries anyway. First of all, because an author's passion for the written word probably started in a library. If you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you know that very often with first-time guests, I ask them, where did they catch the writing bug? Why did they decide to become an author? And many of them will say, because as a child, they loved to read. And I was one of those kids. We made a weekly trip to the library as a family. My mom, my dad, myself, my two sisters, we all went and we all checked out books for the week. and I would be the one with the huge stack of books. And our TV was not on very often in the evenings. We sat and we read, all five of us, in the same room often. Not so much maybe as when we got to be teenagers, but when we were small, we'd all be sitting down there reading. And so that is where my passion for the written word began. It was something that was sort of born in me, but then also instilled in me. The more I read, the more I wanted to read, the more I loved language and words and playing with words and moving them around and learning new words. And I just was so passionate about reading. I still am. I still love it. I have a book that I'm dying to finish right now, and it's killing me to actually be recording this podcast instead of reading. I would rather be reading than doing just about anything. And it all started at the library from the time I was very, very young. And so you will hear so many of the authors that come on saying that's where they first learned to love the written word. And so true. One author, and I can't remember who it was, said her dream was to be locked inside a library for a night. Imagine that, just you and all those books. Oh, it's an author's dream come true. Reason number two, libraries are a great way for authors to get their names known. It's sort of like the ultimate word of mouth. So maybe you're going to walk into a library and you're going to see a book by an author that's new to you. And you may not want to go out and purchase a book by a new author just in case you don't happen to care for their writing. Maybe there's nothing bad about their writing, but you just don't happen to, you know, like it very much. It's just not your genre or whatever. But if you love the book, then you're likely to go home and look it up and look up that author and perhaps purchase some of those books for yourself or to tell your friends, hey, have you read such and such an author? They are really good. I would highly recommend it. Maybe they'll go to the library to pick it up, but maybe they'll go to an online bookstore or their local bookstore and purchase the book. So really for us to have our books on the shelves is a great way for us to get our names known and get our names out there. So even though 15 people can check a book out from a library and we're not going to get money for that, we still get our names known and we still might make a dollar or two off of that. And really to say that we don't make any money when books go into libraries is wrong, because every book we sell, whether it's to you as an individual or to a church library or the local public library, whatever it is, we do get royalties as traditionally published authors, which most of the authors I have on here are. We do get royalties for that. So we get a few pennies in our pocket anyway. And, you know, the more libraries we have our books in, the more pennies go in our pockets. And so we do make some money off of that. So if you have an author that you love or a book that you bought and that you really enjoyed, please, please go ask your local public librarian or your church librarian, ask them to get that book into the library and perhaps get it also an audiobook at that library as well. We get those sales too. So we really do get some money. We do get paid a little bit for having a book in a library. And of course, the more libraries, the more money. So please, authors would really appreciate it. We really would if you would recommend our books to your local librarian. Librarians are also very helpful people. As historical authors, there is a lot of research that we need to do about some very obscure topics sometimes. And the internet is wonderful. It's a great resource. not always the most reliable. And maybe there's just some small thing we need to know. And it doesn't make sense to spend $15, $20, $25 or even more if it's a book that's out of print or something for one little paragraph or whatever we need out of that book. And so librarians and libraries are great resources. Librarians know where to look to find this information. And if they don't have a book that can help us, they can get that book from other libraries. So we happen to love librarians. They are wonderful people, helpful people. We rely on them when writing historical fiction. We really do. And that way, then we don't have to buy a gazillion books. There are some that we probably will buy because we want them to be on our shelf, but it's a great way for us to save a few pennies ourselves. Number four, we're up to. How about books? Well, yeah, of course. We love libraries because they have books in them and we can read others. So I can go into a library and I can read what's happening in my specific genre that I write in or other genres. And maybe I will discover a new author or so. Maybe I'll have that author on my podcast. You never know. We love libraries because they have books in them. I mean, that's the best thing of all. And we love discovering other authors as much as you do. We love discovering new to us authors or new authors. And so for the same reason that you love libraries because they contain so many books, authors love libraries because they contain so many books. And we love getting to read other authors' works most of the time. We love getting to see what's out there, how the trends in the market are changing, and so on and so forth. And we are voracious readers for the most part. So we love libraries because they have books. That one's pretty obvious, but it is a reason we do love libraries. Number six, one reason I personally love a library is because it's peaceful and it's quiet. And like just about every other author I know, there's a few exceptions, but most of us authors are introverts. And if it's busy at home or busy outside or crazy things are happening, maybe you've experienced this too, but I walk into a library and I just kind of go, just kind of relax. It's quiet in there. It's peaceful in there. Nobody's yelling, screaming, or running around, hopefully. And it's just sort of a sanctuary. Whether I'm sitting down to read a book or I can find a quiet corner to sit and write. I have done that so many times when my kids were living at home and they had this activity or that activity and it was kind of far from my house. I would just find a corner of a library. So ask me about my local libraries. I can probably tell you where there's a little spot that's just perfect for working or reading. And it's just such a nice place to hang out because you kind of leave the rat race behind you when that door to the library shuts behind you and you're transported to a whole nother world. And as an introvert, it's a great way just to kind of get away from everything. Number seven. These are in no particular order, as you can tell, but it is the smell of books. Yeah, libraries have that sort of distinctive smell of books, don't they? That ink on paper sort of smell that is really hard to describe unless you pick up a new book, especially in the new book section has this smell, you know? It's just like you. Maybe you're the first person to even open that book to check it out and you crack it open and, oh, you get that wonderful new book smell. Oh, it's fantastic. And just to be surrounded by that, it's sort of like walking into a rose garden for a flower lover, isn't it? For us, it's a library that books smell all around you. It's one of the reasons why I love a library. Okay, I kind of said number 8 when I was talking about peace and quiet, but it is a quiet place to work. And it's a good place to work because I'm surrounded by all of my resources. I have my librarians there. I have all the books that I need there. I have peace and quiet. I can go into a little room and shut a door. I have taken my kids with me even to work when some of the older ones were doing something and I had the younger ones with me. I'd sit them on the floor with their own books and they could be happy in their own little corner doing something other than watching TV or whatever. And I could be busy writing, especially when it's winter and we just need to get out of the house and whatnot. So it's a great place for an author to work. And I suspect, especially since COVID times, maybe even especially during COVID times, it was a great place to just get away and lock yourself in a cubicle away from all the germs and everything like that and all the craziness of the world. And if you're trying to work from home, it's a great spot to find to work quietly. And so again, I sort of said that before under peace and quiet, but it is a great place, not only just to get away from everything, but to find a nice place to work. Coffee shops are high up there on authors' favorite places to work. We all know that. I've had coffee lovers on here who have told me that, but I think libraries would be running neck and neck with coffee shops because coffee shops can be busy and loud and not easy for some people to focus. I need quiet, peace and quiet to work. And that's why a library is great for me to work. Okay, we're up to number 9 if you lost count, like I did momentarily here. But speaking at libraries is another reason why we love them. I've had the privilege of speaking at several libraries over the years. I love going to speak to my local library. I've spoken on a wide number of topics, from writing to some of my books to other things. And it's a great way for us to get out and to really meet the people that love books. I mean, what better place to find somebody that loves books than at a library? And so I've been invited and I have requested to speak at certain libraries. I will continue to do that. And I love it because I know the people in the audience are there because they love books. So it's great for us as a way to get to meet our readers from time to time, often one-on-one. I've had some large groups, and I did go to one library once in the middle of a snowstorm, and there was a man and his wife there, and that was it. And the librarian, the 4 of us, that's all it was. But it was a great time. We just kind of got to sit and talk about my new book and talk about books and libraries and everything else under the sun. And it was a great connection to make. So even when it was just 2 people who showed up for my speech, it was a great way to connect. I also, during the pandemic, spoke over Zoom at my local library. And wouldn't you know, the father of one of my high school classmates was in that Zoom meeting. So that was a lot of fun as well. It's great the connections that you can make. So if you are a friend of your local library or are friendly with the local librarian, or even if you aren't, ask that library, hey, do you sometimes have authors come and speak? Would you like to have such and such an author come and speak to your library? I bet you they'll say yes, and the author would be thrilled to do it if it worked out with their schedule. So that's another reason why authors love libraries. And number 10, the last reason, and I think this is a great reason. It's why I took my children to the library when they were small. They had, you know, the story time at the library. And I took my kids from the time they were very young to story time at the library to instill the love of reading into the next generation. So I wanted my children to love reading as much as I love reading. Now, I can't say they necessarily do, but I gave it my all. I gave it my best. They have their own passions. They have their own pursuits. But my daughter especially does love to read. She just doesn't have a lot of time for it right now. But it's a great way to get the next generation of readers interested in books and interested in reading and excited about reading. Whether they grow up to love reading novels or to have it as their favorite pastime or not, there is no arguing, this coming from a former elementary school teacher, that reading is so crucial to a child's future success. No matter what they go into, they have to be able to read and they have to be able to read well. So what better way to introduce them to reading than to introduce them to books at an early age? And yes, you can introduce them to historical fiction at an early age. A lot of authors would agree with me, but one of my favorite books when I was young, or a series of books, for the Little House on the Prairie series, and it really got me going on historical fiction. Now, I wasn't super young when I read those because they are chapter books, but I remember reading them for the first time and going, wow, and I learned so much, and it just fascinated me, and it fueled my love of history and of reading and of writing all rolled up into one. And I checked those books out of the library because I had been raised to be a reader. And even thinking back to when I was very young, the Ramona books, and I'm just going to draw a blank now, Beverly Cleary, and I believe she passed away not that long ago. She lived to be quite old. But I'm old enough that those books maybe weren't historical at the time, but pretty close to it. They seemed a little old-fashioned even to me, but they were great. They were wonderful books, and I loved them. And they were some of the first books that I really got excited about. So I think libraries are crucial for that. And so if you're a young parent listening, I so encourage you, as an author and as a teacher, and as a parent myself, take your kids to the library. If they have the story time, that's a great time to go. If you can't make it to story time, still go with them. Help them to check out books. And here's the teacher in me. I always said this to the parents of my students who said, I can't get John or Sally to read. I can't get them interested in reading. I said, let them read anything. Doesn't matter what they're reading. If they're reading the back of the cereal box, if they're reading a comic book, I don't care what it is. Just get them reading. And I will say that. Doesn't matter what it is. Of course, we'd love them reading Christian historical fiction, but this is more general than this. Just get your children or your grandchildren reading. Instill that love of reading for them. And what you will be doing by that is creating a successful future for them, no matter what they do. Okay, I'll step down off my teacher slash parent soapbox there. You can see that's really important to me. So that's it. That is why authors love libraries. You may have thought before this that we don't love them, but we do. We love libraries. We love them a lot. And so I would just encourage you, visit your local library. Let them know about your favorite Christian historical fiction author or a few of your favorite authors. Some of the books that you hear on here, if they sound really good to you and your local library or your library system doesn't have that book yet, ask them to get it. Ask them to put it on their shelves. It varies. I realize some libraries do have larger Christian fiction sections than other libraries, but even if they don't have one, what a great opportunity to go in there and say, hey, you know, there are a lot of quality books coming out of the Christian book market these days. A lot of it. And it's not preachy. And there are people in this town who would really appreciate a Christian fiction section. What do you consider it? Why don't you start off with these few authors? See what happens. Just encourage them to do that. Authors would appreciate that so very much. And as I said, get our books in your libraries. Ask us to speak at your libraries. Bring your kids and grandkids to the libraries. Instill in them the love of the written word that I have, that every other author has, and that I know most of you have as well. Okay, so those are the 10 reasons why authors love libraries. Please head over to liztolsma.com for the show notes. As always, the information from today's program will be over there. And so it's great for you to check out. Pun not intended, but there nonetheless. Okay, next week on the show, speaking of one of your favorite Christian historical fiction authors who probably has many, many, many copies of her books in the library, the always wonderful, the iconic Tracy Peterson is going to be here. She has a new book out called A Love Discovered, and we sat down and we had a wonderful chat several weeks ago. I can't wait to share it with you. You're going to love having Tracy on here. She's always a terrific guest, and we had a fabulous chat. So be sure that you're back here next week for the fabulous Tracy Peterson. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for your grace to me, as sometimes technology doesn't work out the way that you think technology is going to work out. So again, my apologies. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you're back here next week for Tracy. Thank you for supporting the podcast. Thank you for spreading word about the podcast. I really do appreciate it. Have a great week, and we will see you next time.